Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beatty. It is Tuesday, the 17th of September at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to an MEP about European growth prospects and the Draghi report, and we'll be looking at what business gets done at the ploughing and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com, but first let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The BBC reports that the Facebook owner Meta says it is banning several Russian state media networks, alleging they use deceptive tactics to carry out influence operations and evade detection on its platforms. After careful consideration, we expanded our ongoing enforcement against Russian state media outlets, Rossiya Zhegodnya, RT, and other related entities are now banned from our apps globally for foreign interference activity, Meta said. The bans are expected to come into effect in the next few days. The Russian embassy in Washington, broadcaster RT, and formerly Russia Today and the owner of Sputnik News Agency did not immediately respond to BBC requests for a comment. Russian state media outlets have come under increased scrutiny over claims they have tried to influence politics in Western countries. Ryan McAleer in the Irish News reports that Harland & Wolff is insolvent on a balance sheet basis, with administrators set to be appointed this week, the company has announced. The process to appoint administrators from Teneo is already underway, plunging the business into administration for the second time in 5 years. However, the board of the crisis-hit business said the process will be restricted to its London-listed entity of Harland & Wolff Group Holdings PLC and won't include the core operational companies within the group, which includes its four shipyards. The board said it believes that there is a credible pathway for the shipyards to continue trading under new ownership, with Rothschilds overseeing the bidding process. However, shareholders in the AIM-listed entity will lose their investment. The loss-making company has been plunged into crisis since the UK government rejected its bid for a £200 million UK export finance facility. And we'll be speaking to Ryan McAleer about this at 8:30 on News Talk Breakfast. The Financial Times reports that Amazon has told staff that they must return to the office 5 days a week from the start of next year, one of the strictest corporate crackdowns on remote working that has become commonplace since the pandemic. We've decided that we're going to return to being in the office the way we were before the onset of COVID, Chief Executive Andy Jassy wrote in a memo to employees. We've observed that it's easier for our teammates to learn, model, practice and strengthen our culture. Collaborating, brainstorming and inventing are simpler and more effective. Before the pandemic, it was not a given that folks could work remotely 2 days a week, and that will also be true moving forward, Jassy said. He added exceptions would be made for employees with a sick child, family emergencies or coding projects that need to be in a more isolated environment. Amazon also said it would end hot desking and bring back assigned floor plans in its US buildings, although the practice will continue in Europe. At the end of 2023, the company had about 1.5 million full-time and part-time employees, according to regulatory filings. While the vast majority of those are hourly warehouse workers or delivery drivers, it still has hundreds of thousands of office-based.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.